Next, we bring you a couple of letters from the evening news.
Jennifer White, Senior Media and Communications Manager of the Petter Foundation, comments on the benefits of a meat-free diet. It's unsurprising that King Charles has reportedly decided to ditch red meat as he battles cancer. Numerous studies link red meat, particularly processed meats, to increased risks of all manner of ailments. Eliminating red meat certainly reduces one's risk of many cancers, as well as heart disease and Alzheimer's, and adding plant fibre will mean better digestive health and less time on the other throne. Upgrading to vegan foods helps spare gentle animals short, miserable lives on filthy factory farms and painful deaths at slaughterhouses. The UK is home to an endless array of delicious vegan options, making it easier than ever to feast like a royal without an animal's body part in sight.
Willem Buttinger of Norwich writes in response to seeing an article by Keith Skipper. In his heartfelt article recently, Skipper asks us to slow down this year and let the old Yuletide magic do its job. It's a question that resonates deeply during the darker, colder days. The word Yuletide harks back to ancient times, rooted in the Germanic and Nordic pagan celebrations of the winter solstice, around the 21st of December, long before it became synonymous for Christmas in the 9th century. Yule marked the turning point of the year, the gradual return of the sun after the longest night. Today, our festive traditions blend echoes of those pagan rituals with the Christian story. Many symbols we cherish, evergreens, the Yule log, mistletoe, holly, and even the tree itself are rooted in solstice celebrations. They embody themes of community, renewal, and the triumph of light over darkness, reminding us of nature's rhythms and the enduring promise of spring. Candles flickering against the shadows symbolise the return of warmth and sunlight, inspiring us to find beauty in winter's stillness. This year, to capture some of Skipper's elusive Yuletide magic, we'll honour these timeless traditions at home by celebrating the winter solstice. Our Yule tree will glow with candlelight as we pause to reflect on the promise of longer days. We'll share food and drink, songs of the season, a heartfelt toast to the resilience of light and life. Perhaps the true magic of Yuletide lies in this: reconnecting with nature's rhythms, celebrating togetherness, and finding joy in both the darkness and the light.